FM 90.3 WJTL Music coming your way from Cutlass with Believer. Good morning, it's 7:20.
Hey, this is intern Paul with a look at your weather for Tuesday. Today, a mix of sun and clouds with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, becoming more widespread in the afternoon, high of 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue with a low of 63. And winning Wednesday, tomorrow is cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 69. Today, right now, currently, it's about 67 degrees out there.
It's Talk Back Tuesday. The question today, do you have a favorite hymn? My grandma would say 606.
606.
And only a certain segment out there is going to understand what
Definitely.
I'm talking about.
So would Johnny and Friends.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's what she called it, that, too. We'd love to hear what that hymn is and why. Please keep your comments to about 30 seconds, and you can leave them on the JTL listener hotline, 717-397-8090.
In the studio this morning from Bible School, Corey and Todd are with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Corey Pennypacker is the Executive Director of Bible to School. Corey, tell us about Bible to School.
Sure. Bible to School is a nonprofit organization that teaches the Bible to public school kids during their school day. We use the release time law to do that, so it's legal to do that. One of the things that we found, Fred, is that there's an epidemic of kids not knowing who God is. And in our country, only about 75% of our families go to church.
Wow.
So, or I should say, don't go to church. So, 25% go to church. So we're finding that we have kids say to us, "Hey, you know, who is God? I've never heard of him." So we teach about 33 weekly Bible classes. We're starting up at the end of September, and we're in 5 school districts.
Wow. So, and you're in a new school district this year.
We're in a new school this year. It's School District of Lancaster. The city, and we're doing Carter McRae, and we're partnering with the Water Street Rescue Mission, the Teen Haven. So we're really
That's
excited
awesome.
To do that.
Yeah.
So we'll reach another school, get more kids. And we also have something else that we are doing new is that we are, if you don't have a Bible to School program in your school, we have a way for you to have that. And so in E-Town and in Manheim Township, we now have Bible to School members. So churches become members and they implement the program themselves and we help them.
If folks want more information, can they find out online?
Absolutely. Go to Bible2School.com.
And Todd Whitmer is with us. Todd, the CEO of the Whitmer Group. Good morning to you, Todd.
Hi, Fred.
Thanks so much for being here. Tell us about your involvement with Bible to School.
So, you know, I've been involved with Bible to School for many years as a supporter. And, you know, one of the things that drew Bible to School to me as something to support was that my wife and I are both really concerned about the future of, you know, where society is headed. And Corey mentioned a minute ago about church attendance is down to 25%. And, you know, just 50 years ago, that was somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think, 70% of people that were regular church attenders. So we just see the moral fabric of society. And you don't have to look far in the news to hear about school violence and drug use and teen pregnancies and lots of things. And so we just feel like the future of our society needs to go back to knowing more about God. And as a parent, I've seen that when youth and all of us have a foundation with Christ, that it helps guide us through life and the twists and turns. So at any rate, that's what attracted me to Bible to School many years ago.
That's great that you're involved. And Corey, if folks want to get involved, either as a supporter or a volunteer, you could always use, especially volunteers.
Yes, we actually have 20. It's funny you should mention that. We actually have 21 openings right now for volunteers for any school district that we have. And you can go to Bible2School.com.
Bible2School.com, volunteers are needed. What's a volunteer do?
It's about 2 hours a week that you give of your time, and they are with the kids. They walk them to and from the school because we have to be at off-site, so they walk them to and from the church or wherever we have the program. Do the Bible lesson with them. They get to be in a small group with them and ask them questions. We have a lot of amazing questions that these kids ask. It's awesome.
Here's a great opportunity to share your faith and your life with some great kids in our area. Bible to School. Check it out online, BibleToSchool.com.
You know, my wife, in addition to us supporting financially, my wife has been a volunteer Bible to School for many years, and she really tells me some neat stories about, you know, little kids who come in and they have maybe troubles that are going on at home with maybe mom and dad have split up, or There's just something really sad that's going on, and they're just not sure who to turn to. So she hears some very precious stories and is able to really speak into the lives of some young girls or boys, whatever. And, you know, it's the seed that we plant at a young age and give these precious little kids that advice that later in life, when that seed's planted, they're going to remember no matter what road life takes them. The seed that's planted will come out later in life, and they'll remember the love they were shown and some of the guidance they were given. So it's a very rewarding experience to be involved.
Yeah, get involved. Go online to sign up, BibleToSchool.com. We'll talk more with Corey and Todd coming up in just a bit. Back to the music. This